Saskatoon, COVID-19 restrictions and mandates were similar to the tyranny that happened in the Soviet Union throughout history, said Dr. Francis Christian, former surgeon and University of Saskatchewan professor of surgery. Dr. Christian, who used to teach doctors how to be surgeons, said he has made the study of the Soviet Union a part of his life's journey and extensively studied their oppressive totalitarianism. I saw certain things, during pandemic, which, were very reminiscent of what was happening in the Soviet Union years ago, said Dr. Christian Thursday at the National Citizens Inquiry held in Saskatoon. That is censorship, and the media becoming an arm of the government instead of holding government to account. I saw prominent scientists being censored and deplatformed. Words like disinformation crept in, and that was straight out of the Soviet playbook. In fact, it was the Soviet Union that invented that word. Disinformation was actually a Stalinist term. Saskatoon is the NCI's fourth stop after Truro, NS, Toronto, Ont, and Winnipeg, Man, where doctors, morticians, lawyers, journalists, and citizens have been testifying about the negative effects of government measures in response to COVID-19. Dr. Christian said when the COVID-19 restrictions started in March 2020, he initially thought he should give the government a bit of rope, because it was a new virus. But towards the end of April, the beginning of May, 2021, I started seeing signs of what I had learned in my studies in all historical studies of what happened in the Soviet Union. When the vaccine started being rolled out, at warp speed, to children, Dr. Christian said he couldn't stay silent anymore. Children don't have voices and we have to be their voice. So I had a press conference, in which I asked for something which shouldn't really be controversial, and that is for informed consent. 1 week later I was called into a meeting and fired from my contract, said Dr. Christian. He was suspended from his teaching responsibilities in June 2021 and terminated from his position with the College of Medicine at the U of S in September 2021. Saskatchewan Health Authority also terminated him from his surgical position in Saskatoon. Shaw had said the statements about the pandemic and vaccines from a Saskatoon surgery professor who serves in a key Shaw role were dangerous. Dr. Christian is suing Saskatchewan Health Authority, the U of S and the College of Medicine over his termination for speaking out against giving the COVID vaccine to children. The U of S says they will defend the claim against them. Dr. Christian was a surgeon for more than 20 years doing general and trauma surgery and cancer surgery. He has a fellowship with the Royal College of Surgeons of Edinburgh, and a fellowship at the Royal College of Surgeons of Canada. He served as editor of the Journal of the Surgical Humanities. Dr. Christian said he wasn't shocked or surprised that he was fired. It was because I had studied the Soviet Union. I was very disturbed. And there were many tribunals that were set up in the Soviet Union for show trials. So, I was not shocked, but I was really disturbed. Dr. Christian had also put out a video and talked about the science that was not being reported by the mainstream media. Not even a semblance of full and accurate informed consent was being made available to parents or children. Kids were being induced and incentivized to get the shot in schools, even without parental knowledge or consent. Data used to scare drive. Christian said COVID-19 data was manipulated and obscured and presented in a way meant to deceive. Data should not be used to frighten the people. If you look at ICU bed discharges and visits during the pandemic, it is actually less, significantly less. So they were trying to scare us by saying our ICUs are being overcrowded, and you have to get vaccinated, otherwise, our ICUs will be overwhelmed. Now, there may be some other explanation for it, but on the face of it, the numbers do not lie. The ICU utilization before the pandemic was actually more than during the pandemic. Dr. Francis said the public doesn't understand that the ICU bed is not a physical bed but rather a nursing, physician, and other staff required to staff a bed. During the pandemic, there was a real ICU bed shortage, a shortage of staff with burnout, sick leave, and so on, said Dr. Francis. In fact, ICU bed admissions during the pandemic were less than before the pandemic. ICU bed admissions during the pandemic were less than before the pandemic, said Dr. Francis Christian. People who were vaccinated were recorded as unvaccinated because of the way data was presented, said Dr. Christian. The definition of vaccinated was 14 days after a vaccination, so for 14 days after a vaccination the person was still considered unvaccinated. Dr. Christian pointed to data from Alberta because he said Saskatchewan hasn't released any data. He said that hospitalizations peaked 5 to 15 days after the first dose of the vaccine and deaths after the first dose peaked at 12 days after one dose. The data was given in way meant to deceive us, said Dr. Christian. Dr. Francis Christian said that hospitalizations peaked 5 to 15 days after the first dose of the vaccine. Dr. Christian said deaths after the first dose peaked at 12 days after one dose. Pfizer's criminal history. I want to remind the public that Pfizer has a criminal history, said Dr. Christian. He pointed to the fact that the Department of Justice United States had announced the largest healthcare fraud settlement in its history. The settlement was against Pfizer for $2.3 billion for fraudulent marketing. Pfizer was fined $2.3 billion for fraudulent marketing. Pfizer also had to pay a $325 million settlement. Pfizer admits bribery in 8 countries, added Dr. Christian. For 3 years, Pfizer Italy employees provided free cell phones, photocopiers, printers, televisions to doctors, arranged for vacations such as weekend and gala weekends with companions, and even made direct cash payments under the guise of lecture fees and honoraria in return for promises by doctors who recommended or prescribed Pfizer products. It happened in Italy, Bulgaria, China, Croatia, Czech Republic, Russia, Serbia, Kazakhstan, and I'm sure many other countries too. Pfizer admitted to bribing doctors. So, my question for parents is, should you trust your children to a company with a criminal history? Children more likely to die in car accident. Dr. Christian said healthy children had 10 times less risk of dying of COVID-19 than in a car accident. He said there were more risks to youth from the COVID-19 vaccine. You see, myocarditis is only one of the many vaccine harms that the data is showing. There is also paralysis, transverse myelitis, Bell's palsy, strokes, pulmonary embolism, and a whole lot of other adverse events. He said the media bombarded everyone with stories about mild myocarditis. There is no such thing as mild myocarditis. Myocarditis is a serious condition and can be caused by the vaccine. Dr. Christian said, in his opinion, the risk of the vaccine for a healthy child is likely more than the risk of COVID-19. In my view, that should be the minimum information provided for informed consent, and this has not changed since my press conference in June 2021. My question for the Government of Canada, the provincial governments, the agencies and their operatives, and for corrupt legacy media, is, why do you want so desperately to inject our children with a dangerous vaccine that they do not need? NCI hearings across Canada. The NCI was announced by Preston Manning, a retired Alberta politician who founded the Reform Party. There are 8 hearings across the country. Approximately 133 Canadians and 58 experts are expected to testify. The inquiry will hear from people who were affected by mask and vaccine mandates and business closures. The Saskatoon hearings run from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. for 3 days, winding up on Saturday. The Saskatoon venue is at Ramada, 806 Idlewild Drive North. Due to limited space in the room, the public is asked to arrange for access through Eventbrite https://nationalcitizensinquiry.ca/event/saskatoon-saskatchewan/. The hearings are broadcast live on the NCI website https://nationalcitizensinquiry.ca/nci-live/. Their next stops are Red Deer, Alta, Vancouver, BC, Quebec, and the last one will be in Ottawa in May. LJOY at glaciermedia.ca. Click for more from Crime, Cops and Court. Hashtag crimecops court underscore escatoday.